Hey there, thanks for joining me. This podcast is all about sharing positive advice and wisdom for daily life and recovery. In this episode, I'm going to share 8 hobbies that can help reduce anxiety. Overall, researchers estimate that about 20% of people who suffer from addiction are also plagued by an anxiety disorder. Some studies estimate that this rate may even be as high as 50% among people who are suffering from trauma. Unfortunately, anxiety doesn't just disappear once you get sober. In fact, experiences in early recovery often cause an increase in anxiety, making it more difficult for people in recovery to stay sober. Running into old acquaintances who still use drugs, walking past a bar you used to go to, being bored, or even just thinking about taking on a difficult day without a drink can cause feelings of anxiety. Although anxiety may be a serious issue for you, there are several different hobbies that can help you develop a new sense of normal in your life as you adjust to sobriety. First, number 1 is playing a musical instrument. You don't have to be musically talented to enjoy playing an instrument or to take advantage of all the health benefits it provides. Research shows that making music lowers blood pressure, decreases heart rate, reduces stress, and lessens anxiety and depression. Even just listening to music can reduce feelings of stress and anxiety. Number 2 is art and coloring. Artistic expression is a great way to manage feelings of anxiety. This is because it diverts our attention away from worrying and requires that we just focus on one thing. People in recovery can benefit from creative art projects because they've been shown to reduce stress and overstimulation, increase self-esteem, and encourage fun and relaxation. These things are all very important during the first few weeks and months of recovery, and they'll continue to enhance a life of sobriety over time. Number 3 is sports. The Anxiety and Depression Association of America states that even just a 10-minute walk can boost someone's mood and alleviate symptoms of anxiety and depression. Participation in group sports such as soccer, basketball, or baseball also provides opportunities to meet new people, become a part of a close-knit community, and engage in regular physical activity. This is all highly beneficial for people in recovery. Number 4 is gardening. Gardening is a great way to interact with nature. Clinical research shows regular interaction with nature is associated with increased emotional regulation, decreased rumination, and fewer symptoms of depression and anxiety. Gardening is also a great opportunity to practice mindfulness, as it requires your full attention to successfully cultivate and grow a plant. If you don't have access to a garden plot of your own, you can grow potted plants in a windowsill, or you can volunteer to help cultivate a community garden in your local area. Number 5 is yoga or Tai Chi. Yoga and Tai Chi are both mind-body practices that can be beneficial for people in recovery. This is because they combine physical and mental disciplines to help manage stress and anxiety. When practiced on a regular basis, yoga and Tai Chi can reduce stress, improve overall fitness, and alleviate depression, insomnia, and anxiety. You may have some experience with yoga from a prior rehab program, but you can also choose to continue regular practice on your own by doing yoga at home or attending classes. Number 6 is writing. According to Psychology Today, activities like journaling or poetry can help you work out feelings of anxiety. This is particularly useful for people in recovery, as you can also use journaling to self-monitor, record your daily thoughts or struggles, and keep records of your personal growth process. You can maintain this hobby by journaling once a day, creating an online blog, or writing poetry or song lyrics. Number 7, knitting or crocheting. Research shows that crafting activities like knitting and crocheting can provide benefits that are similar to that of meditation. Not only are these activities fun, but they're also rewarding because the end result is something tangible that you can either use or give away. Knitting and crocheting can also be effective ways to bond with other people, ward off boredom, or even produce some extra income on the side. Number 8 is volunteering with animals. It is no surprise that spending time with animals provides a number of physical and emotional benefits. Researchers have found that human-animal interaction reduces fear, anxiety, and depression, as well as feelings of loneliness or isolation. Animals are often also a primary factor in the development of new friendships and social support networks. If you're not ready to take on the challenge of pet ownership, you can still enjoy the benefits of interacting with animals by volunteering at a dog training facility, adoption center, or a pet therapy nonprofit group. Dealing with anxiety is an ongoing process with no simple solution, but hobbies like these can greatly improve your quality of life and overall health and wellness. So that concludes episode 9 of the Sober Now podcast. If you have questions, comments, or you want to suggest a topic for our next episode, email me at kelsey.brown@novarecoverycenter.com.